Yes, good day to you guys. My name is MJ Lopez, and in this video, we're gonna talk about the 7 ways to move up in your career. If you are an employee and you love your job, you love your career, but you are not earning enough, pero syempre, ayaw mong iwan yung trabaho mo, ayaw mong iwan yung career mo, kasi nga, gusto mo yung ginagawa mo eh, mahal mo yung trabaho mo, pero gusto mo rin yumaman. I'm gonna share with you several ways to actually step up your game. 7 ways to create more value so that you can earn more money in what you are doing right now. Because I'm here to tell you na yes, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a businessman, and syempre kung ako tatanungin mo paano kaya yaman, sa negosyo lang talaga. Pero recently, since I've been building companies and I have executives now, I noticed that yung mga kasama ko, especially yung nasa inner circle ko, yung mayaman sila. Even though they are an employee, they love what they do, they love their job, and they are earning a lot of money. And the idea is this. I am creating this video from my own personal experience as a business owner. Meaning, you're gonna learn from a boss himself. Matututunan nyo, ano ba yung perspective naming mga may-ari? Ano ba yung perspective naming mga boss? At ano yung ugali, ano yung mga paraan para bigyan kita ng mas malaking income? Kasi ito, nanggagaling na talaga to sa mga nagpapasweldo. Right? This is not coming from, okay, being an employee before, ito yung experience ko, kaya ako na-promote. No. I'm talking about me as a business owner. Ano yung ugali? Ano yung pwede mong gawin para ma-promote ka? Right? And, yeah, mapapanood to ng mga tao ko. But yeah, this video is extremely exciting because if you are also an entrepreneur, or maybe you are an intrapreneur, meaning you are an entrepreneur inside a company, you don't own the company, wala kang investment sa company, but you are investing time in that company and you wanna create value, you wanna be part of that company, pwede rin to sayo. So again, let's jump in. What are the things you can do to move up in your career, right? 7 ways. Okay, so let's start with number 1. Teka lang guys. Alam nyo ba, ito gamit ko pang pabigat to. Magnet ng mic sa atinador. Eh, wala eh. Mahilig kasi talaga tayo magsulat. Okay, so number 1, this is one of my favorites, actually. Actually, lahat to favorites ko, kaya nga to nandito. Yun. Dami nito, no? This is actually around 37 ways or 100 ways to actually move up. Pero pumili tayo ng 7 na pinakang-pinakang sa tingin kong madali nyo ay i-apply at madali nyo magagawa so that you can actually improve your life right away. Okay? Number 1 is be early, guys. Be early. Now, I know this sounds very basic and it sounds really easy. But remember that the things that are easy to do are also the things that are easy not to do. Because I'm the type of boss na pag may event, ako yung mauuna. Ako yung nauunang gumising, or minsan ako yung hindi natutulog kasi excited ako sa event and I have to prepare myself. And I always take note of the people who are really early. A lot of employees, a lot of people, akala nila hindi sila nakikita. Akala nila hindi sila binabantayan. Akala nila walang alam sa kanila yung boss nila. Well, it happens in extremely super huge companies, don't get me wrong. So, ibig sabihin, if you also want to move up, very important na sumama ka sa isang kumpanya na nagsisimula pa lang. Kasi, pag sobrang laki na ng kumpanyang pinasok mo, it's actually really good for you to learn. Okay, sobrang dami mong matututunan doon. Pero hindi ka na masyadong mapapansin doon, especially kung sobrang daming malupit at magaling doon, plus grabe yung competition. Pero kung maliit pa lang yung kumpanya, and you put yourself in that company and you create massive value in there. Tumulong ka sa pagpapalaki ng kumpanya. Maganda yung pwede mo maging future. Kasi meron ka ng part ng company. Alam mo sa sarili mo na may naitulong kami na create kang value. And lahat ng ways na to, nakadepende dito actually. Malaking bagay yung maaga ka. Right? Because number 1, if you're early, you're gonna be more prepared. If you're early, hindi ikaw yung laging iniisip ng boss mo. Hindi ka pabigat sa bangka. Okay, think of it this way. Entrepreneurs, I'm not talking about yung sang sobrang laki na, no? And even if sobrang laki na ng ibang kumpanya, dito rin sila nanggaling. Okay? So, kaming mga boss, kaming mga may-ari, we are earning a lot of money because we are taking all the risk. Diba? Kasi, pag ang kumpanya na lugi, yung million-million puho na namin, lugi. Ang kumpanya, kahit hindi yan kumikita, hindi nyo yan malalaman, pero kami nagpapasweldo kami every month. Okay? We will be facing all the risk. Pag may ka-problema, kami sasalo niyan. Lahat yan. Kaya, yung mga may-ari, sila yung malaki yung kinikita in the future. Pero yung income niyan, normally ha, 5 years, 10 years pa yan. Minsan nga, 10 years break-even pa yan eh. Nagsisimula lang yung growth ng isang kumpanya pag umabot na yan ng 15 years, 20 years. That is why all the success that you've been seeing right now, this is 18 years in the making, guys. I've been doing this business for so long. Kaya nakapag-build na kami ng malawak na pundasyon. But the idea is this. Since we are taking the risk, tapos, syempre, kami mga may-ari, especially kung yung boss mo, kagaya ko, na mas masipag pa sa'yo, nagkasaguan kami lagi. Alright? So as a leader, we are leading you and leading the whole team and leading the whole organization towards a future. Ngayon, sir, paano kung walang vision yung kumpanyang napasukan ko? Sir, paano kung walang future, nasa maling kumpanya ka? Sir, paano kung yung mga boss namin hindi nakikita yung effort namin? Baka nasa maling kumpanya ka. Nag-aaksaya ka lang ng time. Don't get me wrong. If you wanna stay there, it's okay. Kaya ang sinasabi ko sa inyo, hindi naman kailangan lahat maging negosyante. You can create value in your own way. Pero, you also have to be in the right company, in the right vehicle, in the right organization. Kasi itong 7 ways na i-discuss ko sa inyo, kung paulit-ulit mo itong gagawin, consistent ka dito, pero walang epekto, tandaan nyo ha, nasa maling organization ka. Alright? So now, nagkasagwang kami. Yung mga employee, kahit anong gawin nyo, kaming mga boss, we will do our best to give you value as well. Okay? Our goal is kumain kayo, may maipadala kayo sa pamilya nyo. Ang goal namin is mabuhay kayo syempre. Kasi value to value yan eh. Kailangan natin yung isa't isa eh. Kailangan ko ng employees to leverage my time so that I can spend more time with my daughter. But on the other hand, if you can help me leverage, I'm gonna give you money. Ibig sabihin, ang goal mo bilang empleyado, ang goal mo sa career mo, bawasan yung stress ng boss mo. Alright? Because the less stress we are, especially if your boss is a visionary like me, nanggagaling ang income niya sa vision, nanggagaling yung income niya sa ideas, sa energy, you have to protect that energy. Kasi alam mo sa sarili mo na yung boss mo magaling pag-creative. Maraming magagawang pera kapag nakakapag-isip siya ng tama. Pero kung pabigat ka, hindi siya makakapag-isip ng tama. Kung dagdag stress ka, hindi siya makakapag-isip ng tama. Kung yung maliliit na bagay na pagiging maaga, hindi mo magawa, bumibigat yung bangka. To the point na hihintayin ka pa namin, hihintayin ka pa ng organization bago makaalis. But in fact, dapat malayo na sana yung narating. This is extremely important. Because if you're early, you can clean the office. You can do something. You can prepare. You can make sure that everything is tied up and laid out. You can have your checklist. One major example is if we're gonna film an event, okay? May event kami, most of the time we are 5 hours early. Especially ako, no, I handle my own media team. Ngayon, media company na. And sobrang aga namin. Ingress, nandun kami. Binivideohan namin lahat. We will make sure that all the equipments, okay. Plus, pag may pumalyang equipments, makakabili kami agad. So what's the point here? You have to leave yourself some space to solve the problems. Because again, the best way for you to move up in your career, if you are solving problems, that's value. And value equals money. Okay? Value equals money. Next. Number 2. Ito, paborito ko din to. Well, o nga pala, paborito ko to lahat. Get things done. Okay? Ibig sabihin, yung nasimulan, tapusin. There's value in getting things done. If you are an entrepreneur, this is extremely important. Pero understand that you will not leverage, hindi lalaki yung organization mo, hindi lalaki yung kumpanya, kung ikaw lang yung marunong tumapos ng trabaho. Yung buong organization nagpo-function. Dapat yung buong organization, tinatapos nila yung trabaho nila. So for example, you have a task. There are employees who are mediocre, no? Kasi akala nila they are being paid kulang. They are being paid mediocre. Now, you have to understand na initially, syempre, pag nagtatrabaho ka, ikaw yung nangangailangan ng trabaho, no? Kasi pag hindi ka naman nag-apply, may ibang mag-a-apply ng trabaho. Ganun talaga eh, because the company can only pay you based on the value you can give. So, kung yung trabaho mo is basic application lang ng skills with your prefrontal cortex, with alam mo yun, basic motor skills lang yung kailangan. Hindi mo kailangan mag-isip ng sobra. Syempre, hindi talaga malaki yung magiging sweldo niyan. Diba? Kung ang trabaho mo, maglalagay lang ng ganito. Maglalagay ka lang ng ganyan. O may pipindating ka lang. Tapos hindi masyadong risky. Nakadepende kasi yan sa value na i-create mo sa problema na nasosolve mo. But idea is this. Ang ginagawa ng marami, since naliliitan sila sa sweldo nila, kaya hindi lumalaki, no? Tinatapos na lang nila yung trabaho for the sake na matapos. And most of the time, dinedelay pa nila yung trabaho so they can actually do the minimal effort each day. That's what people do, right? Every single day, they give the least amount of effort in their jobs. Now, don't get me wrong. It goes both ways, no? Minsan naman, kasi yung mga employee, hindi rin talaga sila napupush to actually do more, achieve more, kasi merong fear. Tapos, toxic yung kumpanya, toxic yung environment, o kaya hindi nila nararamdaman na nakikita yung effort nila, hindi nila ma-feel na may saysay yung effort nila. It goes both ways. Pero syempre, ikaw din, as a person, tanda mo ah, you have to try first. Kasi again, ikaw yung kailangan ng trabaho, ikaw yung may kailangan ng pera, at gusto mong ma-promote, you wanna move up. If you know how to get things done as fast as you can, you're gonna get more work done. Ibig sabihin, mas marami kang matatapos. Pag marami ka natapos, that's more value for you. Eh sir, kahit naman gawin ko yun, same lang kami ng sweldo, noong katrabaho kong tamad. Ito yung good news. May natutunan ka doon. May experience ka. So again, kung tamad siya, same kayo ng sweldo, and as time goes by, feeling mo hindi talaga napapansin, be confident with who you are because you know how to get things done. So pag nag-apply ka ng ibang trabaho, you can say that. Diba? You can say that sa job interview. Sir, ito ako. I can get things done. And I'm applying for this job because to sa dati kong trabaho, parehas kami ng sweldo nung katrabaho kong tamad. And what I want is to advance in my career. Because look, sa interview, important din na ma-establish mo na, teka, may gusto kang marating. Na teka, gusto mong ma-promote. Why? Because they will know that you are eager. They will know that you are serious about the job. So for you, it's not about getting the job anymore. For you, it's about growing as a person. Hindi mo man mahanap agad yung tamang kumpanya, mahahanap at mahahanap mo yan if you understand and if you know your value. And this will bring you value. Ibig sabihin, this is not guarantee guys, ano, automatic pag ginawa nyo to, tataas yung sweldo nyo. Kasi magkakaiba naman tayo ng boss eh. Hindi ako yung boss nyo. Kung ako boss nyo, automatic yan. Pero hindi eh, sorry. Diba? Pero, this will still teach you a lot of lessons and maybe in the future, you will advance. You will move up. Okay? Malinaw guys? Comment nga kayo, sino dito yung mga employees na sobrang nakaka-relate? And if you have ideas, comments, please feel free to actually comment, no? So that we can actually make another video to answer all your questions. And if you have questions, meron tayong bagong segment, Ask MJ Lopez. And we are uploading that in our exclusive community. All technical stuff about business, life, career, dinidiscuss natin yan doon. So that is added value for you. Just check the comment and the description if you wanna join. It's actually free. Alright? So again, get things done. Number 3. Ito yung ano, love na love ko. Okay? Ito yung mga taong nare-reward ko talaga, yung may initiative. Meron kasing mga tao na ang hirap-hirap utusan. May mga tao naman, pag inutusan mo, parang masaya pa sila. Uy, parang binigyan ako ng responsibility ni boss. Napapansin na ako. May mga ganun eh. So yun yung masarap na kausap. Kasi tandaan mo ah, initially, hindi ka pa magaling. At kung magaling ka at entitled ka, mataas yung chance na matanggal ka sa trabaho. Right? Because I'm here to tell you. I'm gonna give you leaks right now, okay? Ang ginagawa ng mga company ngayon ganito, nag-hire ng skilled, ta sobrang galing. Okay? Pero may attitude. Alam mo ginagawa niyan? Mag-hire yan ng maayos ang attitude. Mag-hire yan ng willing matuto. Tapos pag didikitin niya yun, hindi ko nga alam, sikreto to guys, hindi ko nga alam kung dapat sineshare ko to sa inyo, eh, no? Pag didikitin niya yun, para itong maganda yung attitude at willing to learn, matututo siya dun sa skilled, okay? Tapos pag itong skilled talaga, base sa assessment, sablay, tatanggalin yan. So ano nangyari? Time will come na yung maganda yung attitude, mas magaling pa sa'yo, mas mapopromote pa sa'yo. Kasi ikaw, skilled ka nga, entitled ka naman, mayabang ka naman, may attitude ka. So ako, mas pipiliin ko yung hindi sobrang galing agad pero laging nakangiti, laging masaya. Masayang ginagawa yung trabaho kasi pinaka-importante sa isang environment, sa isang kultura is lahat tayo aligned. aligned yung vision, aligned yung purpose, aligned yung mission, and everyone wants to get things done, right? Initiative. Kung magkakasama kayo sa workplace, let's just say nagsisimula pa lang yung kumpanya, tapos wala pang janitor talaga. Kung yung isa masipag maglinis, lahat yung sisipagin eh. Pero kung merong isa, dalawa na sobrang tamad maglinis, lahat yan tatama rin na rin eh. Imagine working really hard in a workplace na mabaho, madumi. Hindi maganda, right? So, look at this, no? You have the initiative, let's say, you have the initiative to be early. Kahit di sabihin sa'yo, gagawin mo. So that you can do more and get more things done. There are employees that I have that they don't have to go overtime. But they do. Because they have the initiative. Hindi ko na kailangan sabihin, oh, overtime tayo ngayon. Na hindi na. Sila na yung nagkukusa. Because the goal is to get things done. Alam nila yung future. So ako, hindi rin ako madamot. I'm making sure that they are part of the future I'm seeing for the company. So if you have initiative, automatic. Especially yung mga kagaya kong boss, lagi akong nakatingin, sino bang mga kasama ko sa future. Guys, tandaan nyo ha. Tandaan nyo to. There is a system that we are following. There's a structure that we are following as an entrepreneur, as a boss, as a business owner. Pero nakarating kami sa position namin kasi hindi kami bobo. Right? Sometimes, people think that they are manipulating us. They are manipulating the boss. Well, in reality, most of the time, we are just pretending that we don't know. We are just pretending to be dumb. But in reality, we know. We are just following a system and steps because what we want is peace. Pinipili namin yung kapayapaan, right? Meaning, if you have the chance to be part of the inner circle, if you have the chance to be seen by the boss, take initiative and understand na nasa energy yan. Malalaman at malalaman namin yan. Kasi, hindi pwedeng pasikat ka lang pag nakikita ng boss. Because again, pag may initiative ka, you are getting things done, you are always early, ikaw yung gagaling, ikaw yung matututo. So either hindi ka ma-value sa ginagawa mo, umalis ka, at maging negosyante ka, alam mo na ngayon kung paano magtrato ng tama sa mga empleyado. Or makalipat ka sa isang kumpanya na i-value ka. Alright? Because again, these are ways na ako, bilang may-ari, ito yung tinitingnan ko sa mga empleyado ko. Okay? Ako, habang ini-edit nila to, inaaral nila to. Yung pala yun! Number 4. Take responsibility and accountability. You have to take responsibility. Meaning, malinaw dapat sa'yo yung job description mo. Pero again, if you learn another skill, if you have the initiative, you will increase your value. Pero dapat magampanan mo muna yung trabaho mo, you get things done first. And taking responsibility means that you are early. Alright, so connected yan. But here's the catch. Taking responsibility for me means na pag may mali ka, huwag nang puro excuses. Because again, your goal is bawasan ng stress yung boss. Alright? If your boss is fair, hindi yan magagalit sa'yo, hindi ka kakausapin yan, hindi yan magpapatawag ng meeting kung walang sablay, kung walang kulang, at kung walang mali. Because again, yung boss mo, hindi bobo yan. Especially kung sumama ka sa organization na yan kasi alam mo magaling siya, alam mo kaya kanyang dalhin sa future na gusto mo. Diba? Alam mo sa sarili mo that your boss is not stupid. Which means that maybe you are coming from ego most of the time. Now, taking responsibility pag may mali ka, aminin mo na lang. And take accountability. Okay? Be accountable. Itama mo yung mali. Bumawi ka. Because we don't want excuses. Especially, gusto mo ma-promote, di ba? Especially, you wanna move up. Alam niyo ba, na pagdating sa promotions, the more na tumataas yung position mo, dumadami yung responsibility mo. Lumalaki yung accountability mo. You are being paid by the responsibility you carry. So, mas malaki yung responsibility mo, mas malaki yung kita mo. Mas malaki yung accountability mo, mas malaki yung kita mo. Parang negosyante. Again, the businessman, kami, we own the responsibility, accountability. Pag nagka-problema, kami lahat sasalo niyan. Yung mga boss niyo, yung sasalo niyan. So, ikaw, the more na sumasalo ka ng problema, nag-grow ka as a person, nagtitake ka ng accountability, nababawasan mo yung load, you're gonna get a piece of that wealth. Right? Because for us, it's simply a percentage of income. There are boss millionaires and billionaires who are willing to take a small portion, a percentage, and create systems around it para mag-leverage. Yun talaga yung trabaho. That's the goal. Pag may mali, huwag na pumalag. Kung papalag ka man, siguraduhin mo, tama ka. But if you are coming from emotion, if you're coming from ego, you know, just drop it. take responsibility and accountability. Bumawi ka agad. Because we are not focused on all the mistakes that you had. We are pointing out the mistakes so you can grow and improve. Meaning, speed is king. Kung mabilis kang mag-move forward, mabilis kang mag-take ng initiative, mabilis kang mag-take ng action, mabilis kang tumapos ng trabaho, at maaga ka, bumabawi ka talaga. You're not just talk, because talk is cheap, right? Talk is cheap. Getting things done is value. Alright? So you have to finish what you started again. That's responsibility. Okay? Next. Ito, very important to kaya kulay blue. 5. Invest in skills and personal development. Now, I'm saying this case because not all companies offers personal development. May talaga lahat, no? And if the organization that you are in, mayroong personal development trainings, you are extremely lucky. I need to tell you that. And there are also companies hiring me for consultation, from private coaching, mentoring. And most of the time, it's personal development for the whole organization. Alright? So again, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a CEO watching this video right now, if you want to build a better culture, you can hire me as your mentor. So either tuturuan kita, we have private coaching para alam mo yung sistema sa kumpanya mo, sa business na ginagawa mo, yung lahat ng aspect ng business mo pwede natin pag-usapan sa one-on-one sessions natin. Or pwede rin na monthly coaching, which means na overall personal development mo, bibuild natin yung character mo. We have weekly coaching, weekly checkpoints. Almost everyday may coaching calls tayo. Gagawa natin ng structure yung buhay mo. If sa tingin mo medyo mahal para sa'yo yon, you can also get the course, the Success Blueprint course. So the link will be in the description and in the comment section. Or maybe gusto mo lahat, buong package. Pwede rin yon. Pwede mo akong i-hire as a mentor, tapos lahat ng employee mo, enroll mo sa course, tapos we can do private mastermind sessions for your own organization as well. You can get that deal from us, alright? Just contact us. If it is a win-win deal, ibig sabihin, marami kayo sa organization mo, I'm willing to create more value for you. Ito yung ginagawa ng ibang companies. Yung may-ari, minimentor ko siya. Tapos, meron siyang inner circle. Tinuturoan natin ng leadership yan. Ibang level ng skills yung tinuturo natin dyan. Tapos, every month, pwedeng mag-talk ako sa buong organization. For inspiration, pwedeng for motivation, pwedeng for additional skills, pwedeng for sales, pwedeng for culture building, pwedeng para sa lahat. So it will be conducive. So it's up to you to decide. Alright? Para alam nyo, ano ba yung isa pang business na MJ Lopez? That's coaching business. Alright? So again, balik tayo. You will be able to get more things done, more work done, if you have skills. Meaning, kung hindi binibigay ng kumpanya yung personal development, yung training, kailangan willing kang mag-invest sa sarili mo, mag-training ka sa labas. And that's actually a cool thing, no? If sabi ko nga sa inyo, in every crisis, there's always an opportunity. Alam nyo ba, na kung walang pinoprovide na training yung kumpanya, opportunity yun sa'yo. Kasi ikaw lang yung gagaling. Ikaw lang yung matututo. If you are investing in yourself, you are now bringing in new knowledge, new set of skills. So by that time na dumating yung opportunity to solve a problem, binigyan ka ng problema ng boss, binigyan ka ng task, mabilis mo magagawa, boom, you're able to take the initiative, you took responsibility, you're able to get things done, and that's value. Nabawasan mo yung stress ng boss, naka-leverage kami, that's more money for you. And there's a huge chance that we will bring you and we will give you more responsibility, which means more income. And you have to enjoy the responsibility as well. Kailangan na i-enjoy mo na siya. Sa mga mahal ng seminars eh, una, meron tayong libreng community, the Master University, that's free. Dami mong matututunan doon and you can ask me questions. Pag naglabas tayo ng layout, ask MJ Lopez, mag-comment ka kaagad ng tanong mo para mapili yung tanong mo. Or, if you are really serious about learning, like, sobrang seryoso ka to move up in your career. Whatever it takes, you wanna be unstoppable, you wanna create momentum in your life, regardless, no? Pwedeng employed ka ngayon, pwedeng OFW ka ngayon, pwedeng network marketer ka ngayon, pwedeng nasa insurance ka ngayon, pwedeng estudyante ka ngayon, pero gusto mong mag-move up, gusto mong mag-level up, huwag mo nang hintayin yung boss mo na mag-enroll sa course. Unahan mo na siya. You can actually get the Success Blueprint now so you can get more awareness. Guys, that's massive, massive value. And right now, if you are lucky, while watching this video, meron pa tayong bonuses. Because the bonus is actually worth 6 digits, guys. Pero maliit lang yung babayaran mo. As in, it is a premium course, but it's extremely affordable. And a lot of people had been asking me, Sir MJ, bakit napakamura? Because we tend to attract successful people, people who are already successful in what they are doing but they want to reach the next level. And I'm here to tell you na ikaw pwede rin. You just have to decide right now. Alright? So again, if you want to grow, invest in your skills and personal development. And by the time na ready na yung character mo to take the initiative, to take the responsibility, pwede kang mapromote. And that's extremely exciting. And that's what I want for you. That is why we created this video. Now, this is something na basic. Pero ipupula natin to kasi mahalaga rin to. No? Number 6. Take care of yourself. Okay? Alagaan mo naman yung sarili mo. Siyempre, kung valuable ka na sa company, magaling ka, you are getting things done, of course, gusto namin mabuhay ka ng mahaba. Gusto namin makasama ka namin ng mahaba. And nonsense yung pinagagawa mo kung mauubos ka rin naman. Alright? If your soul is drained, if you are losing who you are, nonsense lahat ng yan. So, dapat align ka pa rin sa purpose mo. In taking care of yourself means that, again, you are investing in yourself. So, pag nag-take ka ng Success Blueprint course, you will grow as a person, you will discover who you are, mas makakapili ka rin ng tamang career path for you na align sa values mo, align sa pagkatao mo, na nagre-resonate sa'yo. That's part of taking care of yourself. Pero, syempre, simulan natin sa basic. Ano yung taking care of yourself? Una, hygiene. No, hygiene. So, pag na-promote ka, there's a huge chance, lagi tayo magkakasama, di ba? Lagi mong kasama yung boss mo. Ayaw namin ng mabaho, okay? Ito nga namin, mabawasan yung stress namin, di ba? Tapos, pag nag-meeting tayo, baho ng hininga mo, di ba? Tapos, dugyot ka, di ba? O kaya, makalat, irresponsible, laging late. We don't want that. So, very important yung hygiene. Very important yung malinis ka tingnan. Kasi may kakalala akong ganito, no? Bilyonaryo, pero lagi nakapambahay. Right? Suot niya lagi, lumang damit. Eh sir, yung boss nga namin, hindi nagbibihis eh, okay lang. Tandaan mo, hindi ka boss, okay? Siya, may karapatan siyang mag-short. Siya, may karapatan siyang mag-t-shirt. Okay? Kasi bilyonaryo na siya, milyonaryo na siya. Siya, may karapatan siya na hindi na siya kailangan pumorma. Kasi nagawa na niya yun dati. Pero ikaw, you have to present yourself the best way you can. You don't have to wear a suit, kailangan lang malinis ka. Okay? Meaning, appropriate dapat yung clothes mo. Mag-invest ka rin sa damit mo, okay? Clones. So ako, I valued people na pag nagmi-meeting kami sa labas, hindi sila naka-chinelas, hindi sila naka-short, talagang pinaghandaan nila yung meeting kasi feeling ko, nare-respeto nila yung space ko. Right? Feeling ko, yung mga employee ko, pag nag-meeting kami sa labas, bihis na bihis sila, naka-forma sila, they respect the space. Ganun din yung pwede mong gawin. You have to respect the space. You have to respect your boss. You have to respect the people around you. And you also have to respect yourself. Right? Taking care of yourself is the highest form of self-love and self-respect. Hindi lang to applicable sa mga negosyante. Actually, kailangan to ng lahat ng tao. Alright? You have to build respect. You have to love yourself. Kasi ganito yan. If you are taking care of yourself, you will feel good about yourself. If you feel good about yourself, you can present yourself better. You will have better posture, better energy, better mind, mas confident ka, mas gusto ka namin kasama. Pag mas gusto ka namin kasama, mataas yung chance mo ma-promote. Kumaga, good energy ka, hindi ka pabigat, okay? Because hygiene, very important. Next, taking care of yourself also means that you will take care of your body, your health, no? So, drawing natin yan. So, again, mind. So, dapat okay yung attitude mo, okay yung mindset mo. So, you read books. Yun yung sinasabi ko na investing in yourself. You get a course. You watch this video. You watch all of our videos. Nakakatulong yan sa mind mo. And that's actually free. Join the Master University. It's also free. You have a heart. So basically, this is where you develop your character. Na kailangan ready ka to take the hits, ready ka sa stress, ready ka sa mga struggles and challenges because that would be value. And of course, your body. So it would be your, again, your thoughts, emotions, and actions. Okay? So meaning, body muna tayo, mas marami kang time mag-take ng action, maaga ka, makapag-take ka ng responsibility, you will get things done if malakas ang katawan mo, if you have energy. That is why you have to drink more water. You have to have a better life structure. Working out. Mag-jogging ka. Iwasan mo na yung unnecessary distractions. Eh sir, masarap kasi talaga manood ng Netflix sa gabi, nood kami ng anime sa gabi, nood kami ng teleserye and stuff like that. Wala namang masama dyan kung hindi sobra. Kaya lang most of the time, sumusobra yan kasi naghahabol tayo ng dopamine. Bakit tayo naghahabol ng dopamine? Maliban sa hindi okay yung brain patterns natin, hindi okay yung katawan natin, hindi okay yung patterns natin sa katawan natin, or maybe you don't know who you are, you don't know what you want, baka hindi ka lang talaga masaya sa trabaho mo. Kaya nga, very important yung self-awareness so you know saan ka dapat saan yung align sa'yo, at saan align yung purpose mo. Okay? So again, yun yung purpose ng success blueprint. Anyway, balik tayo. So pag hindi ka masaya, naghahabol ka ng dopamine. Very important na teka, if you wanna move up in your career, if you wanna move forward in your career, you have to decide. Kasi at some point, pag decided ka and you are consistent, mai-enjoy mo na rin talaga yung ginagawa mo. Right? Especially if you are in the right company. Next is, of course, yung heart set mo, magiging okay yan, pag, kasi sandwich yan eh. So pag hindi okay yung mind, hindi okay yung body, automatic di okay yung emotions mo. O kaya naman, hindi okay yung mind, matitrigger yung emotions mo. O kaya naman, pabaya ka sa katawan mo, hindi maganda yung balance ng hormones mo, hindi rin okay yung emotions mo. Having a better emotional quotient, having more EQ, actually all boils down to your mind and your actions. No, yan muna yung topic natin kasi again, this is about moving up in your career. No? Saka natin gagawin technical to and we have plenty of videos about this na. And soon, we will talk about this more. Now, mind, you can do meditation. So again, balikan natin, you can read books. You can watch videos like this. So you can actually spend time, kasi if you don't have money to invest in yourself, you can spend time in yourself. Meaning, there are free videos like this na pwede mong panoorin every day. Especially tayo, may podcast every Sunday para matuto ka to actually increase your value as a person. Okay, learning? Now, if you are learning right now, comment, what are you learning so far? Right? We appreciate all your comments actually. It helps a lot. Tapos, kung gusto mo talagang mag-move up sa career mo, mag-comment ka ng maganda dito. Kasi pag napanood to ng boss mo, di ba? Imagine mo. Pag napanood to ng boss mo, tapos nakita niya nag-comment ka, oh, makikita niya positive to, okay? Joke lang guys, joke lang. But yeah, please comment. And lastly, number 7. Ownership. This is like, well, we can call it manifestation at some point. Kasi imagine mo, na-promote ka na, okay? Imagine mo, nakuha mo na yung posisyon na gusto mo. Imagine mo, you are already moving up in your career. How would you feel? See yourself doing that. That's taking ownership. Okay? I want you to imagine right now, sige. Ano yung ginagawa mo pag nag-move forward ka na sa career mo? What are the things that you are doing? Ano yung mga dapat mong gawin? Ano yung responsibility mo? Ano na yung ginagawa mo? May office ka na bang sarili? Mas maganda na ba yung uniform mo? Siyempre, may budget ka na. Maybe you have your own car now. And then, just feel it. How would you feel kapag nandun ka na? How would you feel kapag na-promote ka? How would you feel if you are now moving forward and moving up in your career? Gratitude? Confidence? You feel powerful? You feel in control? Yan yung mararamdaman mo, okay? Diyan ka papunta. Pero tandaan mo that you also have to assume na teka, kahit hindi pa ako part, kahit hindi pa ako promoted, kahit hindi pa yun yung posisyon ko, what if, just what if, I can treat it that way. What if I can show up every day in the office as if yun na yung trabaho ko? I'm not saying pabibo ka, no? Na mayabang ka, magaling ka, malupit ka. No, I'm saying show up. Be early. Ano yung trabaho? Kapag nakuha mo na yung posisyon na yun, aralin mo. Take the initiative. Learn. Observe people who are already doing it. That is why you must be early. Take the initiative. Maybe ask. Ma'am, pwede mo ba akong turuan ito? Sir, pwede mo ba akong turuan ito? I wanna learn about this. Ayaw ka nilang turuan. Kasi threat ka. Kasi feeling nila, malalamangan mo sila. Then study somewhere else. Ang daming libreng value online, guys. You just have to find the right mentor for you. Kanino ka ba nagre-resonate? Kanino ba align yung core values mo? It's not about views anymore, guys. Kasi alam naman natin, na kung ano yung toxic at maraming clout, yun na nagkakaroon ng views eh. Huwag mong tingnan yung views. Ang tingnan mo, kanino ka aligned? Saan ka aligned? Ano yung purpose mo? Ano yung value mo? Ano yung core values mo? So what if you can show up as if promoted ka na? That's ownership. Alright? Go in the office, do your job as if you are part owner of the company. Ibig sabihin, meron kang tinatawag na malasakit. Ito yung term na ginagamit namin, mga negosyante, no? Andong taong to, gusto ko to kasi may malasakit sa kumpanya. May malasakit sa trabaho. And this can be one of the most important ways because kung may malasakit ka, automatic you will be early. Automatic you will take the initiative. Automatic you will get things done. Automatic you will study. Automatic you will do your best to grow as a person, to create more value. But assume that you are already part owner of the company. Isipin mo ikaw yung may-ari. Isipin mo part ka ng negosyo na yun. Eh, part ka naman talaga eh. Kasi kung may malasakit ka, kailangan mo maintindihan na pag yung kumpanya mo hindi kumikita, magkasara yan. Wala kang trabaho ngayon. E pag inalagaan mo yan, maliban sa andaming na save na buhay, Kasi yung mga employees dyan, may pamilya yan, ang daming pinapasweldo ng kumpanya na yan, maliban sa ang dami mong natulungan kumita kasi because of your ownership, because of your initiative, because you are getting things done, na-save yung kumpanya, promoted ka pa. Diba? Malaking part ka nun. And again, sir, in-apply ko na yan for 1 year, wala pa rin. Aba, lumipat ka ng kumpanya. Hindi ka aligned. Magkakaiba kayo ng mission, magkakaiba kayo ng vision. Because I'm here to tell you, there are a lot of companies right now who really want to promote people, who really wants people to take responsibility. There are a lot of companies right now na nag-expand. It's about time that you move up in your career. Take the opportunity, guys. Because right now, it feels like there's another crisis. Alright? Bumabagsak yung presyo ng mga luxury items, ang gulo ng marketplace, may attrition, ang dami nangyayari. And tandaan nyo, kapag may crisis, kapag may tagtuyot, kapag may taggutom, ano ginagawa ng mga farmers? Nagtatanim. Para pagdating ng anihan, may aanihin sila. Most people, ang ginagawa nila, pag taggutom, nalulungkot, nagpapabebe, nadidistract. Tapos, pag anihan na, nagtataka, wala silang aanihin. Doesn't work that way. Kung taggutom ngayon sa buhay mo, struggling ka ngayon, nararamdaman mo yung crisis ng mundo, sa lang ibig sabihin yan, now's the time para magtanim ka. Now's the time na simulan mo. So that, pagdating ng anihan, iaanihin ka. So yun lang guys, if you like this video, and I'm sure that you do, please like, comment, share, and if you want more value, exclusive content, join the Master University right now. So it's free, right? It's a community, it's a Facebook community, at nasa description yan, nasa comment section yan, para maka-join kayo, right? Just please answer the questions, kasi mahigpit kami sa pagtatanggap ng mga tao doon. And the idea is this guys, tandaan nyo to. Sa mundo ngayon na libre lahat ng information, you also have to pay attention to who you are listening to. Make sure that your purpose, that your core values is aligned to the mentor that you have right now. Okay? So yun lang guys, this is the end of the video. And always remember that everything good starts with a yes. And yes, my name is MJ Lopez and see you soon. Let's go!